Squamish locals likely know Jack Burke as the Canadian professional road cyclist from here, but he has added book author and podcaster to his lengthy resume. Burke recently published How to Become a Pro Cyclist, and says it is the complete guide he wishes he could give to his younger self. It comes as a bundle with an ebook, audiobook and video series, and then people can choose how they want to consume it, read, listen, watch, or all three. I wanted to compile all the amazing advice I got from the mentors and coaches that helped me, but also, I recorded podcasts with a bunch of big-name pros. Any cycling fan would know all of them, and inserted those podcasts between chapters of the audiobook and video series, Burke told the Squamish Chief from his apartment in Steubeitel, Austria, near Innsbruck, where he has lived for 2 of the 5 years he has been cycling in Europe. It's right in the heart of the Alps, he said. So when people think of the Swiss Alps, Switzerland is right there, it's the same thing. It looks the exact same. Austria is just much cheaper. Athletes interviewed in podcasts inserted in the book package include Dutch cyclist Jan Moss, Australian former road racing cyclist Mitch Docker, American pro Sep Kuss and Canadian professional racing cyclist Allison Jackson, among others. Burke said while compiling the series he had in mind young Canadian cyclists who want to try and make it, but who don't have the access to all the expensive and exclusive advice and training. Not everyone will have great coaches, mentors and opportunities, so my goal with this book was to help fill in those gaps so more young girls and guys get the chances and figure out the obstacles faster than I did, he said. He offers lessons and then technical briefings for those who want to go deeper into the details of training techniques. There are many Squamish stories in the package from Burke's time here. He attended Quest University for several years, taking classes by day and training by night. Burke applauded Squamish for how supportive it is of his athletes. "People go crazy for our athletes," he said, noting how many local businesses and individuals supported him as a struggling cyclist to help him reach his dream. One Squamish story involves jelly beans. Burke was racing with the U.S.-based Pro Jelly Belly cycling team. "They didn't pay us very much, but they would give us insane amounts of jelly beans," he said. "And so I had all my friends around town. I was paying them in jelly beans to motor pace me up and down Squamish Valley Road," he added, with a laugh. As for 2024, Burke said he might hang up his racing jersey. "I've been a pro cyclist my whole life. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep racing. If an offer came my way that was too good to refuse, I would take it. But I'm actually having so much fun with this book project and turning it into a bit of a business that it's pretty great." Find Burke's book package on his website, howtobecomeaprocyclist.com.